This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Austin Bechtold producing. Limits, I missed the six-pack.
It's brought to you by Bet365.
Boom. We did not miss the six-pack. We're now caught up. All right, I want to get back to the list. 20 things contributing to these 20 games where the Pirates have failed to score more than four runs. I'm going to get to one of them that was... Well, no, I'm going to wait. So I picked up the Pirates have been shut out seven times in 44 games, 16% of the time. We talked about prospects not panning out, offseason additions that have not been good, counting on a lot from injured guys, some late-season adds with Valdez and Canario, and some odd placement usage of those guys. Brian Reynolds has obviously been in a sizable slump, not scoring enough runs, situational hitting, all of that. Let's pick it up here. There have been some legitimate injuries. Outside of Spencer Horwitz, O'Neill Cruz has been down, currently down. The Pirates are probably nearing a decision on him. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Joey Bart, they've also been sidelined. I'm not discounting that. There have been some injury concerns. I wanted to balance out the initial criticism saying we might be asking a lot of Horwitz, Gonzalez, and Endy. They have missed some of their bats and guys that they were expecting on doing things. That's fair. All right. Another thing that I look at is the inability to unearth talent in the draft or internationally. And yes, there have been prospects that haven't panned out. You also look at what this group needs to do, the small market stuff, and it has not done that well enough. A lot of the players that you're watching are not homegrown, and this is what I was debating going at now, and it ties to another part of the list. The Pirates this season have amassed 1,643 plate appearances. Just about 3% of those, 45 total, have come from players drafted by this group. And it's funny seeing some of the pushback, and yes, there was pushback. Nick Gonzalez's mustache at Steel City Bucks 30 says to me, LOL, what is this criteria? Padres hitters have amassed 1,571 plate appearances this season, and just about 5% have come from players drafted since 2020. Okay, well, if the Pirates start spending like the Padres and another one threw a Dodgers comp at me, if they start spending like either of those teams, I'll shut up. Great. You win. Until that time, and we all know that the Pirates aren't going to be spending like those teams, they need to develop players from within. They need to draft them. They need to sign them internationally. And you can expand that a little bit. You can say Leover Peguero came over in the Starling Marte trade or whatever. It's all the same thing. You're talking about bringing young players into the organization, developing them, and them having them contribute at the major league level. And that hasn't happened. You want to call it a domestic draft, you want to call it international signing, whatever. It's all the same thing. I also think it's notable here, this isn't necessarily a contributing factor, but it's something to keep in mind as we talk about sample size and this growing large enough. I've always been under the understanding, and this comes from covering Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton and this regime, dating back to, I took over on the beat in May of 2019, so I was there for the 2020 season, became a columnist last April, so had a pretty good amount of time with this group. Charrington has always maintained about 40 games, and I found this quote from 2020. We were asking him about what was going on. I think it was a lack of offense back then, but it was after only 15 games, and this is what Charrington said, quote, "Normally, we wouldn't even be evaluating yet. We wouldn't even be trying. Usually, you like to do that at the 40-game mark or the 50-game mark." Well, we're there. We're at that mark. You can evaluate it now. It's not good. This is not a small sample size. It's not a slow start. It's not expected batting average, expected slugging, whatever it is. It's reality. And it's a problem. It's a problem for a variety of reasons. One of them, just to get back to 76 wins, and this is the next point, number 14 on my list, just to get back to 76 wins, the Pirates would need to go 61 and 57. That feels like a gigantic, gigantic hill to climb. I didn't even do the math to get over 500 because it feels so unrealistic. Maybe I should have. I'm also amazed, given where we're at in the season, the next point, they haven't made an external move. You have young pitching. You could package some of it for a young hitter who's maybe blocked. I understand that there aren't a bunch of offensively gifted, offensively productive options out there. But you could do something. You could do something. And I'd have to think we're nearing that. Next point, the schedule isn't getting any easier. If you look at the Phillies series this weekend, obviously that's difficult. I'll get to that in just 1 second. They also have the Reds, Brewers, division teams. They haven't been playing as well as they're capable of lately. And then at Arizona and at the Padres, two teams in that rugged NL West. It's not going to open up anytime soon. This is an under-discussed storyline, but Andrew McCutchen has kind of gone quiet. In May, Kutch is at 205, a 319 on-base percentage, and 550 OPS. I'm not sounding alarm bells by any stretch, but he's been your number three hitter. And that does explain a bit of an offensive downturn. It's wild, some of the pitching they're wasting. If you looked at this, they have a sub-3 ERA in their last 11 games. And they've lost, I think, 8 of those. It's the 6th lowest in Major League Baseball, 298. This takes up the next couple of points. The Pirates are doing the hardest thing there is to do in baseball. They're getting quality starting pitching. They're getting it for extraordinarily cheap compared to other teams. With Jared Jones out, you're going to have Bubba Chandler up here next week. The Pirates are 5-13 when Paul Skeens and Mitch Keller start. That's not going to work. You need to take advantage of that. And those things honestly feed into reasons why I wouldn't move Skeens, but I'll get to those later in the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Limits, I'm sorry for hogging too much time, man, but what do you think are the biggest contributing factors to this offensive downturn, this extended slump for the Pirates?
Well, it's clear that player acquisition and lack of development is at the very top of this list. Like, if they could have developed Henry Davis properly, like,
yep.
Henry Davis was a top pick for a reason. Like, some people thought he should have went third, fourth, fifth, whatever. He was still a top five pick in a pretty decent draft that year, where they were able to get Bubba Chandler in the third round. So the fact that they were not able to develop him, Termar Johnson's been just okay in double A. So there's a reason why we haven't seen him yet, regarded as the best prep bat in the class when he was drafted. Jack Sawinski, the list goes on and on. Key Brian Hayes, they haven't been able to figure out how to unlock anything with him. The fact that we're banking on Nick Gonzalez and Spencer Horwitz, and I think Gonzalez is a decent player, there are so many other reasons. Brian De La Cruz, they go get that guy?
Oh, man.
Instead of Jazz Chisholm or anyone else, De La Cruz, who had the lowest WAR of anyone acquired at the deadline last year? I mean,
and then he got worse from there.
I mean, these are just terrible offenses from this management group that doesn't seem like there's much accountability for. And a lot of it was thrown on Shelton, I think rightfully so. It wasn't entirely his fault with everything. They did need to make a change. But the fact that they have, we talk about how they used to hoard prospects so much, and they've done a really good job at drafting and developing pitching. I think Hunter Barco, even though he was injured yesterday, could be a really good starter for them. Chandler, and I like Harrington. But the fact that they've found no bats, that is the problem for this. Significant. And they're not drafting college bats either. Henry Davis was their only college bat. Jack Brannigan, some of these other guys, have not been able to fly through their system.
Yep. Or get through their system, let alone fly. It's not been good.
I mean, they spent $1 million on Jiwon Bae in international free agency.
No, that wasn't this group. That was the previous one. That was the previous group. Yeah, he was here.
Was that 2019?
Yeah, that was not a Charrington ad. But
still can't develop him either. Capable hitter.
Exactly.
Basically, just a guy with speed that has position flexibility.
Yeah.
They have like four guys that can do that.
Yeah. There's some of these guys, like Sungchi Chang, I believe, was here.
Yeah.
I want to say, like, they inherit. He was just a very recent ad. But I mean, you're still getting these kids when they're very young. And you should be able, if you're spending $1 million on a prospect, i.e. Jiwon Bae, you should be able to develop them. There's talent there. I mean, you could see with Jiwon Bae, there's talent there. And even like, I mean, you're going to have prospects that miss. Like, maybe Jiwon Bae stinks, but they shouldn't all stink. Like, they are good players. There are good players in there that you're not bringing out and other organizations are. We have some breaking news real quick, Limits. I want to get to this, and then we'll get to a break and get Ray Fittipaldo on at 11 o'clock.
What did we miss?
Have you seen this? So the Pirates have updated their coaching staff, the major league level. They've been in need of a bench coach, and they made about 17 moves to get to a bench coach. They also added a former Pirates manager into things, but not the one you think. they announced that Chris Truby and G. Lamont have joined the major league coaching staff. Truby was the AAA Indianapolis manager. His role will be as a coach on the major league staff. They're not specifying which one. He'll also, he was serving as the organization's minor league infield coordinator for the fourth year. He'll work with infielders. Lamont will serve as a special advisor to Don Kelly. It's his third stint with the organization. Mike Rebello, third base coach, will expand his role on the bench for Don Kelly, having increased responsibilities in game planning and in-game strategy. And I think that's it. Sean Bowman, who began the season as the organization's assistant director for coaching, player development, minor, too many titles, will take over as Indianapolis manager. So, all right, if I decipher that correctly, Chris Truby has been added as a coach, not necessarily a bench coach. Gene Lamont is an advisor to Don Kelly. Mike Rebello will expand his duties, and Sean Bowman will take over as the de facto farm director. Or we'll take over as the Indianapolis manager. He was the de facto farm director.
Who's taking Radley Haddad's role as the game plan manager?
Rebello. He is
great.
Increased responsibilities in game planning and increased strategy.
So that's what that means, the strategy coach. So Mike Rebelgo, as Joe likes to call him, will be planning to send more runners to home plate to get thrown out.
It's going to be a sad day whenever the Pirates have a third base coach that Joe can't turn their name into
like Rick Gofield.
Rick or Gofield,
Mike Rebelgo,
or Goey Cora.
Goey Cora. Yeah.
Right. This is it works because of the name. I think the Cardinals' first base coach is a guy named Stubby Clapp.
That's right.
Joe couldn't do anything with that.
You clap every time we say his name.
I guess. It's one of my favorite broadcasts of all time, Greg Brown and Bob Walk. Stubby Clapp and somebody pop. And I can't even do the thing with my mouth. I'll embarrass myself, but I love the in the background. But, I mean, Joe couldn't turn that into a go reference.
No, that could not be into a reference all
right,
at all.
So it has to be a hiring prerequisite or something like that. But those are your Pirates changes. No surprise, they are a bit confusing. I'm not sure I totally understand that. Donnie Kelly wants somebody that he has some familiarity with. I didn't think Jim Leland would actually join as some sort of special advisor, but I'm not sure I expected the Indianapolis manager to come up as the bench coach. I thought, honestly, they might wind up with Miguel Perez, who's the bullpen coach and managed a lot of these guys at AAA. I thought he would be a solution, or even Gary Green, who's in Altoona, longtime Pirates coach, infield coordinator, Squirrel Hill native, Alderdice graduate. I thought he'd be one to be brought here as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.